Thorgard had a closely cropped beard with a long mane of ruddy hair, plaited with runestones and bound by bronze rings. His humor was booming and showed his perfect white fangs.
"Your men were sleeping, Colonel. Perhaps you should find some better bodyguards," he said, tramping past them with a feral glint in his eyes. "Brother."
Thorgard grinned at Skeln as he walked on. His face saddened, though, as he regarded Barak, but was quickly impassive.
"The old father will judge him now. It's out of our hands."
Afka growled something under his breath, unimpressed at his brother's antics. Skeln ignored their bickering, his attention on Ekhard, who had yet to lower his guard.
"Our will is strong, Colonel. You need have no fear of us.
Can you be certain of that?"
Ekhard craned his neck as Skeln mounted Fenrir. Skeln noticed Thorgard's beast pad over to him from where he'd left it hiding among the snow so he could play his trick. Its name was Magnin, and it bowed its head to allow Thorgard to straddle it. Facing the colonel, Skeln's eyes were dark hollows.
"Do as Afka said. Go back to your bastion. Lock the gates."
He urged Fenrir with a firm command and went to join his brothers, leaving Ekhard no less uneasy. They had tarried long enough. Barak's slayer must be found and stopped one way or another. Skeln only hoped there was some of Hagni left to bring back. Colonel Ekhard shuddered as he watched the Thunderwolves lope away. It wasn't from the cold, either. A terrible, racking cough gripped him. It felt like burning acid in his lungs. When Ekhard took his hand away from his mouth, there were traces of blood on his glove.
"Sir?"
said the sergeant of the Kasakin, about to go to his colonel's aid before being waved away.
"It's nothing,"
Ekhard lied, before about-facing.
"Into the Chimera. We'll wait for the landers at the bastion and lock our gates."